This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Shana Better. I am Shana Better here. Today's show, not going to be happy with the outcome of the election. So it's Donald Trump claiming a decisive victory. Decisive election victory, which Donald Trump won 312 electoral college votes compared to Kevin House's 226 electoral college votes, and also Donald Trump won the most popular vote with 75,169,068 compared to Kevin House's only 7,123,471. Because Donald Trump became only a second U.S. president to be elected for a non-consecutive term, 130 new years after Grover Cleveland defeated Benjamin Harrison in 1892. This was the first election since 1892 in which the incumbent White House party was defeated in three consecutive elections. Trump, 78, is the oldest person ever to be elected U.S. president, and found age 40 is the first millennial to be elected vice president. Harris, result of 226 electoral votes, was the worst performance for a Democratic presidential ticket since Michael Dukakis in 1988. And also, Republican Canada won the national popular vote by Canada, first Republican to do so since George W. Bush in 2004. In fact, mostly young men ended up saying Trump, with the biggest guy across blacks and Latinos, especially men. But Democratic Party still for top voted for these groups such as women, Latinos and blacks. I'm going to tell you truly, but first I'm going to tell you the basic state of policy which left mostly Murray's traumatized every rest of their lives. That's all coming up to my show after we... I would reply Love Somebody by book while I'm on Chatter Beat on even on back of his big song last night last year.
Rumors going all over town, can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna leave to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why. just wanna love somebody.
That's all for the song by Morgan Wallen on Shoutopedia on Aero EVM. Imagine if Ron High, as member of State Agents and Public Centre, apologised to New Zealanders who were abused and stated faith-based care. For apology comes after the release of Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care in July, which found almost a third of people in stated faith-based institutions between 1950 and 2019 were abused. Apologies were delivered from multiple state agency leaders, with some facing an emotional response from these watching on. First of all, like I said, apologies were delivered from multiple state agency leaders, with some facing an emotional response from those who's watching on. Be warning, first video make today confronted speech said by Christopher Luxon.
I'm the Solicitor General of New Zealand. I hear your wero. And we lawyers work with others to settle your claims promptly. We have put in place processes to stop the limitation clock so that your claims... We will do better.
The very many who have not survived. Many taking their own lives, many having their lives shortened by the serious health issues related to being abused in care. They did not survive the ill treatment that they never should have had.
Decades of abuse, neglect and torture by those running state, church and faith-based institutions.
Today I stand before you as the representative of not only this government, but of all the governments that have gone before us, to offer a formal and unreserved apology for the abuse that you suffered while in state care, churches and other faith-based places. It was horrific. It was heartbreaking. It was wrong. And it should never have happened.
That's her start. Saw the general unit Jagoda's face cheering and strong comments from some in the audience left the room in tears. I'm here today, so I'm sorry. She said, "No, you're not. Someone in the room called out while another person stood and turned me back on her. Orangatariki Chief Executive Andrew Bradford told survivors, "We're sorry for not giving you a safe place to grow up." To every survivor and every person who did not survive, but children, we have failed for those adults. So children have now become, "We're sorry," he said. One person yelled, "Shut down the boot camps!" "We may have thought we're removing you from harm, but often we're putting you in harm's way. We did not always protect you. For that, I am deeply sorry," said Ministry of Social Development Chief Executive Debbie Power. Secretary of Education Andy Jackson told survivors it was not their fault and addressed Maori Pacific neurodiversity children specifically. "Our failure is extended across many communities and cultures," he said. Other traces came from Director General Health Diana Safati, Anti Police Commissioner Tanya Kura, and Public Service Commissioner Sir Brian Roach. Kane said him, and Jock Waita Tuata Mai Nanga Iwi was sung directly after the leaders' addresses and speeches from survivors commenced. Survivors share stories. Some survivors have been invited to share their personal stories to the supportive crowd. A pre-recorded video was played in a late Sue Robert Martin KNZ introduced by his friend and colleague Gary Williams. Martin described himself as one of the lucky ones, as he built a family and a life for himself. "My dream is that all disabled people have their rights," he said. Another survivor, Fafade Taito, began his address by acknowledging those who had fought tirelessly for this day to arrive, and those who had died before today's apology. "Today, we'll finally see what accountability looks like," he said. "You, the state, you are serious enough to say sorry. Make it count." When I was a kid, I got put in respite, but I did serve as a spot. It was a great day, but sometimes I experienced some things like some stuff even ended up pitching my face skin out and ended up being locked out, not getting food if I was so naughty. That was just maltreatment. Thankfully, the staff has gotten better over the years since I've been a resource. I deserve now resource run by Healthcare New Zealand. But it's not as bad as had experienced in the past. This is a full clip of it. "Imagine right here with the PM and sages and public said leaders apologizing. This is from Caution Woman from One News.
Breaking and wrong. Those words from Christopher Luxon today, formally apologising on behalf of his and previous governments. The Prime Minister telling survivors it should never have happened, adding, "I'm sorry you were not believed when you came forward to report your abuse." He's promising redress, $32 million added to the current system now and more at next year's budget. Emotions, though, running high, with state agencies and public sector leaders also apologising, the Solicitor General facing jeers, and someone yelling out, "Shut down the boot camps," as the Chief Executive of Oranga Tamariki was speaking. Today follows the long-running Royal Commission into Abuse. At 5.5 years and a cost of $170 million, the biggest and most expensive inquiry in New Zealand history. It found an estimated 256,000 people were abused in state and faith-based care between 1950 and 2019. The inquiry also heard horrific stories from 3,000 survivors. We've got reaction from some of those survivors. Here's Cushlan Norman, who's been covering the abuse inquiry through the years.
They came carrying decades of trauma to hear how the state would right its wrongs. Survivors of abuse in state care gathered across the country.
We are sorry.
It started with Oranga Tamariki. The Ministries of Health, Education and Social Development followed.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
Then it was Crown Law's turn.
Greetings everyone, I'm Una Jargos. I'm the Solicitor General of New Zealand.
Crown Law has spent millions on legal fights against survivors. She admits lawyers could be too aggressive and use delay tactics.
I am here today to say I am sorry. I am sorry that survivors of abuse in care were not always treated with dignity by us lawyers.
Ms. Jargos personally worked on cases against survivors.
Get off!
They started calling for her to resign. As the anger rose, security guards emerged.
Well, the root of that frustration is that Crown Law has its tentacles into every part of the state.
She fought us the whole way, you know. She came up with, you know, every little thing that she could to stop us actually getting any recognition. It was... she just needs to go.
The Solicitor General not stepping down.
I worked on cases where I am sorry for not seeing the person behind the claim.
In the House, the atmosphere was different. Survivors watched quietly from the gallery, some weeping, some nodding.
You deserved so much better, and I am deeply sorry that New Zealand did not do better by you.
Chris Hipkins apologised on behalf of successive Labour governments.
And we apologise for ignoring you, for punishing you for speaking out, and for leaving you unsafe and unheard.
I'm glad I heard the words that acknowledge the damage, but until they come out of the sitting and give us something of what they spoke of, we won't know where we go.
To be quite honest, hollow. The only apology that I found that gave me any relief was from Labor.
A year from today, the Prime Minister's promised a day of remembrance, a point in time to measure whether apologies lead to action.
As we've just heard, Cushla, some strong reactions to the apology. How's it been received overall?
Simon, I was struck by the two different moods here at Parliament today. In the Beehive Banquet Hall, it was very emotionally charged for that public sector leader's apology. Now, people are clearly still very distressed and angry with the aggressive legal tactics taken by Crown Law over the years, with calls for the Solicitor General to resign. And on that, the Attorney General has said that she still has confidence in Una Jargos. Now, over at Parliament, in the House, it was very solemn and quiet. Other than a brief interruption at the start, people were quietly weeping, sometimes nodding along. And at times, there were some positive reactions. There were some fist pumps, for example, when the Prime Minister said he would look into memorials and street names with the names of abusers on them to try and get those removed.
Tēnā koe, Cushla. Thank you very much.
Another survivor, Keith Wivens said, ultimately, Solicitor General said that is a problem. It has failed us. He said he focuses on such a reduced time frames. He called on the government to hold organisations to account. You gave it hope and you raised expectations. Regrets will be soon delivered. It's time to deliver. Wivens said, survivor Two Chapman addressed for Prime Minister and Government directly, calling the Ministry of Children to be abolished. You are us right now, Chapman said. Holding back emotion, Chapman said survivors were only given 5 minutes to respond to Prime Minister's apology. We haven't even heard PM deliver an apology. Prime Minister Chris Luxon has made his official apology to the survivors of abuse in state and faith-based care in Parliament as about 200 abuse survivors watched on from the public gallery. The start of the Prime Minister's speech was interrupted by someone in the public gallery. Chief Speaker Jim Burry apologised to those who had come to listen to the Prime Minister's words for the disturbance before Luxon continued. Today, I am apologising on behalf of the government to everyone who suffered abuse, harm, neglect, while in care. The Prime Minister said, I make this apology to all survivors behalf on my own and previous governors. You deserve so much better, and I'm deeply sorry that New Zealand did not do better by you. Luxon acknowledged the fire threat wasn't important as speed and outlined some details around the next steps. Today, I'm announcing the government will invest an additional $3.2 billion to increase capacity in the current system while we work on the new retreat system. He said a He said the funding would increase resources and help ensure the system is more responsible to your needs. But I want to assure you, it is our intention to have a new secretary system operating next year. He also announced the National Day of Remembrance will be held on November 12 next year to mark 1 year anniversary of his apology. First, we'll provide us with an opportunity to stop and reflect on what is endured and enjoy. We're doing all we can to prevent future abuse, he said. Luxon's work will begin. Remove memorials, including train lines, public amenities, and public honors for proven perpetrators. We will work with local authorities to honor and care for unmarked graves, work out in those very places of care in New Zealand. Labour leader Chris Hopkins joined the government and unreservedly apologized to avoid abuse, neglect, and trauma, including torture in state and five-eyes care and annoying the voices for survivors for too long. Today is a step forward for the Crown to acknowledge its violence and willful ignorance, denial, and memorization, and to commit to a great work ahead to enjoy. Our cases are safe spaces for your tamariki and adults. This category has a huge debt to survivors. We must ensure that enormous efforts made in this inquiry lead to genuine change. Labour is committed working closely with our government towards redress. Yesterday, the government said it was instituting several law changes to protect people in state care. The mention of this derailed by the World Commission on Kauai was heartbreaking. As a government, we will do everything in our power to try and prevent abuse from occurring in the future. Lee Christian Minister Erica Stanford said, responding to abuse of care, Legislator Minbell had his reading yesterday, passed his first reading yesterday. It will mark changes to the Uraga Tamariki Act 1999, Children's Act 2014, Crimes Act 1961, and Public Records Act 2005. Ministers said the bill will remove strip search of the children in care, provide new search powers for people with physical abuse, justice facilities, treatment restrictions for people working with young children, and force better record by keeping by government agencies. Amend the crimes that include disability in the definition of vulnerable adult. We want to ensure that every child in the country is raised in a loving and stable home and sends him up to succeed in life, Minister of Children Carol Chaw said. Speaker, this previous year, his most survivor, Kevro, said he was feeling hopeful, but a little bit excited and a little bit anxious ahead of today's apology. He was put into psychiatry at the age of 10 and the abuse began in an affair on the way to Illinois Boys Home in Lahat. Today, his policy is a huge milestone among mental disabled boys who has suffered envy violence and doesn't come down in terms of monetary restitution. It comes down others such as ultimately taking the calibrated for grade to discover what's transpired. He said he was an independent research proposal which been sitting with a cover for nearly a year now, and he found it difficult to accept some of her proposal. He could not have been incorporated. As far as I'm concerned, we should be a little bit further down the track with us. Women said it was a big day for the country itself because the impact was very, very large and all of us ongoing. Asked about the ominous legislation announced yesterday, women said the first system had been a problem, so we need to look at finding different ways to do this if we want to fit different and better outcomes. So that means keeping our young out of care for the first day as much as possible, having more resources available to families and families to look after on their own. Survivor experiences, sport, COVID, and a generator also told breakfast he also felt for the government today. Most of the ministers were children when we were children, and I now have a responsibility for apologising for a system that existed quite some time ago. He said, right, I said different survivors would have different expectations from today's apology with someone to retreat. Who oh no. One of the challenges for today's government is trying to create a system that is independent for those organizations that are responsible for the care of children. He said it was important to remember that some people who abuse and care did not survive and that generational trauma has been passed on. He said he was feeling quite emotional ahead of our apology. Gaspar's advocate Arangi Rehatibi was among the 11 young survivors to share experience in the group submission. He read to be attended the national apology in Parliament yesterday. And it did bring some closure for survivors across the Motu. Right, next song I will be playing for the chairs up is Lose No Sleep by Kendrick Lamar 373 and Selected J-Man on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM.
Overanalyze. When I was a kid, she told me speak from the heart. you have to dig real deep to reveal that masterpiece, huh? So I can't lose no sleep being anyone but me, yeah. True, you have to dig real deep to reveal that masterpiece, yeah, yeah.
Farewell, Lose No Sleep by Kijikaro on Chatterbury FM. In fact, Kijikaro is a singer who come from North London. Right, because Donald Trump has won one Pennsylvania, one Michigan, one Wisconsin. He missed one Nevada, which has been transitioned gone to the Democrats. And also Georgia. Also nabbed the Republican. Look. So the Senator Ruben Gallagher of the Democrat Party won another term as a Senator Rick Scott. A Republican Party won another term as a Florida Senator. Andrew also Brooks has also won alongside with Nebraska's Deep Fisher. Nevada Chick Rosen won a Senate, won another team of Senate alongside with Republicans Benny Moreno, Democrat Ted Cruz, while Tammy Baldwin has won another team as a Democratic Party Senator. As she won for a fair term. Looks like David Jurquid won. Looks like Joan Kuzmacho, daughter David Fado, King Albert, Michelle Steele, all from Republican statement from the Democrat Party, Gabe Evans and Marin Marie Miller Meeks will probably win houses and Republican will probably take control of a house. Uh-huh. Jen's six widest laws will say Trump will keep part and promise Alpha will Donald Trump supporters. Derek Evans of Particularism will be happy in November's election. He hopes the president will give a part of participate right in the U.S. Capitol on 6th of January 2021. A part of will be while charging C.D. Evans, who was a member from a research generally trusted at any he enlists 2,000 other storms of the Congress as part of even to overturn the results of the U.S. election inspired by the false flag. It was Trump, not President Joe Biden, who had won. He went to an agreement with prosecutors, which saw him plead guilty to civil disorder and spend 3 months in a federal prison. 2022 on a combined trial, Trump repeatedly said he were part of a rather one he was called patriot and political prisoners, but who is second maybe part of it. And when it's an open question, we will never concede. Ryan. Wow. Wow, man, my Trump brother's troops underground. His first expression would be, free victims, cherish this hostage has been wrongfully imprisoned. He revealed a pledge to the National Pledge of Justice Forum in Chicago, July. Oh, absolutely, I would, he said, if I isn't, I was part of him. But it's also to propose a blank pardon. At one point telling CNN, I'm very glad to pardon many of them, but I can't say with every single one because a couple of them probably got out of control. His campaign was previously decision would be made on case basis when he was back in the White House. Arrests have still been made after the offense of January 6th as nearly 600 people have been charged with assaulting resisting and pending police officers. As some people have been given a longer sentence, such as Oathkeeper Sounder, Joe Rose, and Enrique Torrio, leader of the Proud Boys, did not participate in the fires inside the building and said they were convicted of serious conspiracy and other felonies were organized merely. Luis Lars Suiza cell made an update issued last week that FBI said they were still looking for 9 suspects and wonderful fire assaults on police officers, but with Trump coming back to the White House, the future of his guy remains uncertain. Citing just about the sources, NBC News reported that officials were focused on trying for both outrageous cases before Trump's inauguration on 25th January. Several criminal rights defendants have been asked for hearings, but delayed the participation of part among them across the country of North Carolina, who has found guilty of several rights charges earlier this year. It was here delayed to last week because of possible claims that in rail for doing this, but his request was turned down. Trump declined along the longest part of a mere few Jonathan P. Decline. Who longest brother Matthew pleaded guilty to several charges in July, asking for a hearing scheduled for November 15th to be delayed. Their request was turned down. A lawyer for Joe Biggs, member of Proud Boys, had the longest wide ride of sentences as he was sentenced to 17 years of prison in charge of committed crimes against serious conspiracy, imitation of threats of to prevent officials from discharging charges and interference with the law enforcement during a civil divorce, civil disorder. I think it needs some reflection to be solved, otherwise America going to turn it all right when this data ship in many years time. Right now, it is House of Fun by Menace on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. First of all, Fat of Fat is a response after weird venture 6 riots.
balloons with a feather light touch. Pack of party poppers that pop in the night. I took much of hairspray, plastic green, this clay on the corners has just walked in. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun. Not a junkie shop, party hats, simple enough, clear. Comprehend, savvy, understand, do you hear? A pack of party hats with the colour tips. Too late, Gorgon's her gossip. Well, hello Joe, hello Miss Clay, and he had returns from the day. Welcome to the house of fun, now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun.
That was House of Fun by Madness on Jotopedia on Arrow FM. Right, Wednesday received a message in Hollywood Titans and television power breakers. My dumb division was also pretty neat, but we won about a free YouTube album on via iPhone and unfair conclusion of a Godfather saga and a Brave Bunch for Ryan T. Howard. Good tell the top 10 of them. Mom did better on going to go, so I did not have sex about where I want Missile Rulingski. Because, but I couldn't look back, even if I discussed what he did to Mogorinsky. He was the leader of a free world, she was a 21-year-old White House intern. The power dynamic was tied to an insane degree. It was free of attention, his legacy, but one dream of a relationship has service. He should have admitted to it and attempted to move on with the business of running a country. He instead decided to look into television cameras and light his ass off. I want to say one thing to American people. He said, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say again, I don't know, do not have security with that woman. Miss Wansky, he never told me in body today, not a single time, never. Both allegations are false. He did not. He did nothing but dig him an even deeper hole. Congressional Report number 9. Congressional Overture repeated. Jim Bell Clinton boosting his popularity. People got just did like to make people about his racial bankruptcy. He was lied about while under the oath of deficit related to the. Apologized when he gave him House of Representatives enough ammo to impeach him. Since there was technically clear crime, but action on me boomeranging against them. As a month after tick by, Andrew Falkers simply couldn't move on as a character, still ran behind Quentin. His approval rating is began spiking up wood. News of coronavirus, Wiggle House, Newt Gingrich. Heavy on the side, the Republicans lost seats in 1998, but Gingrich resigned from Congress in 1999. Clinton left office in 2000 with a 6% approval ratings, which was higher than the department since Harry Truman in 1953. First of all, played a very difficult head of Republicans not overplay the head by impeaching the president for lying under oath and a fear, but we simply couldn't help it ourselves. Number 8. Trump tells America to fight COVID-19 by drinking bleach, which is now president-elect for the second ninth consecutive term. Those supporters of Donald Trump believe he is always mirror to his menace fight, no matter what dumb thing he says or does at any given moment. It's all part of a same game of 4D chess. He only guess he was pretty tough to argue in April 2020 when Trump shared a party fought with the world during a brief and a fit enough of washing services to kill the bleach of a virus. Supposedly we've heard about it, which remains whenever it's ultraviolet or very powerful light. As though the body, which can do some either through the skin or some other way, and I think you said you're going to test that too. It's how nutrition benefits are disinfective, which knocks out an admitted woman in a serious way to do something delicate by injection inside or almost clean because you see it gets the lungs and does tremendous number on the lungs. So I'll be interested to check that. To summarize, for sitting president of the United States was telling the casualties to ingest and bleach my kill fights. This wasn't a 4D chest, it was about a mass fight and idiot. As he gave us this Trump is a complete moron. Once he get Dez Robot to look into his personal life. From the beginning of Gareth's speech, Dez Robot in 1997, Carl Senior, he said, engaged in extreme out of here for me around Virgin Hour 12 race in 1997. And how the rise is now low sector to his kin of Cersei, which was defeated again by a couple days later. Must admit, Ryan down lies 47 off my casualty and my tribe is not worried about these people. This is why Romney lost in 2012. He credit to those not care Biden in Wisconsin in 2016. If Hillary Clinton were to go faster because of the poor face, more resources in the states of Wisconsin, Michigan, then America would have a first female president. So I say, my thoughts are that we will fight over Ralph Nader over Al Gore and federal leader George W. Bush. And the 2008 United States fight over the past fight for Ralph Nader over Al Gore or George W. Bush. Because most of them are dissatisfied liberals of a Democrat party. Number 3, Mitch McConnell makes Soviet for to bar Trump from office after January 6th. Because he's a useless man. Number 2, Obama roasts Trump at White House correspondents' dinner. And my boy Richard Nixon did to manage the terrible cause of his White House conspiracy of theories, which read the water is going to answer the resignation of a president of the United States. Right now, the fact of the day is... D-Day was originally set for June 5th, but has to be postponed for 24 hours due to bad weather. right now, the next final song I am going to play is... It is Hysteria by as a Jeff what he does like wishes. It is Gorga City's Voodoo on Jadabita on Arrow E. Voodoo by Gorga City on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. That is it for Shadowpedia. I'll see you next Wednesday. This is Shadowpedia on Arrow FM.